You spot a bottle on the beach. You get up close, you pick it up, and there's a message inside. The cork looks really old. So here's the question. What do you do? Do you toss it back in the ocean? Do you leave it for someone else? Or do you open it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thanks for joining me again. Today we're going to take another look at your Christmas from a bit of a different perspective. One of the things that seems to happen all too much around Christmas time is that people hit the bottle. You know what I mean? People drink altogether too much. Domestic violence goes up, women and children are beaten, families are torn apart. I don't think I'm overstating it. It's a big issue. And it's not that I'm against drinking alcohol. Jesus drank. In fact, he made the stuff. He handed it to his disciples at the Last Supper. Now, it's not that. But drinking to excess, getting drunk, is a madness. It's so sad to see. It's so destructive. It's so painful. Psalm 104, verse 15 says that God made wine to gladden the human heart. But so often, especially at Christmas, we take the good things that God gives us and twist them into something horrible. Not everyone, but it does happen, more than we'd like to admit. The last few days on the program, we've been talking about Christmas from a different perspective. You know that song by Sting, Message in a Bottle? It starts out with these lyrics. Just a castaway, an island lost at sea. Oh, another lonely day with no one here but me. Oh, more loneliness than any man can bear. Rescue me before I fall into despair. Oh, I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. And it finishes up like this. Walked out this morning, don't believe what I saw. 100 billion bottles washed up on the shore. Seemed I'm not alone at being alone. 100 billion castaways looking for a home. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. A song that connected with a lot of people. A song that tells it just the way things are for so many. Kind of slipping under that thin veneer of so-called success, this glossy, successful images that we all aspire to. Somehow this song, Message in a Bottle, tells it the way it is. As we're heading towards Christmas, as we are this time of year, the line, 100 billion bottles washed up on the shore, seems I'm not alone at being alone, 100 billion castaways looking for a home, is a really poignant one. However we look at Christmas, instinctively we know it's meant to be a time of peace and joy and celebration, but for so many it's not. Whether it's domestic violence fueled by alcohol or just a nagging sense that something's missing in my life this Christmas. So many people, well, their lives are just one of those bottles lying on the beach. A message, an SOS, crying out for something. So people turn to all different types of bottles. The bottle of alcohol. The genie in a bottle. I mean, after all, that's what the advertising industry tells us to do. Rub this bottle, open it up, buy this, and all your problems will be solved. Buy this margarine, you'll have a happy, well-adjusted family. Come on. We turn to a celebration of humanity, you know, the global group hug, peace and goodwill and white doves and happy singing children and candles and all that sort of stuff, but still, there's no peace. Even nativity scenes in our shopping centres and department stores that we all look at but don't really think about what the nativity scene is all about. All these things somehow are strangely empty, as though something's missing. For me, for years, Christmas was just one of those poignant times where I tried to live out what the world said I should live out. I tried to live it out by buying lots of presents and lots of food and lots of alcohol and all that stuff. And somehow Christmas was just a clanger. It was an empty vessel. It never met expectations. But there's one bottle. One bottle lying on the beach with a message in it. Authentic, not glitzy, not razzmatazzy like the other ones, no hype or anything like that. A simple message of a child, a baby in a manger. Not some cutesy nativity scene. a stable with animals. It stinks, it's drafty, it's uncomfortable. God chose that, and he's saying something. Something. Maybe it's obscured by all the noise and the glitz. Maybe down through the centuries since that first Christmas, well, we're not kind of exactly sure what it means anymore. But with all that's happened, that bottle still lies on the beach. There's a message inside. The message of Christmas. Jesus. He contains the message. He's God in human form. Message in a bottle. It's a simple message. God loves us so much, so much. He sends his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him won't ever perish, but instead will have eternal life. You might know that that comes from John chapter 3, verse 16. But what does the very next verse say? John 3, 17. It says this, God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn us, but to save us. And the problem I have with religion, and I always have, is that somehow religion points its bony finger at you and me and tells us all the things we've done wrong. There's plenty of that going around. But that's not the message inside the bottle. God's message in the bottle is one of his love for us, his heart for us, to know him and enjoy him and spend eternity with him. A message that Jesus is the way, the only way, into that kind of a relationship with God. And just to make sure we don't dismiss it as cheap talk, God sends Jesus to this earth specifically to suffer and die and pay for our rejection of God. What happened in that stable that night is God's declaration of his love for you and me. Father, as we look at the Christmas message, we just want to strip away all the commercial hype, all the cultural stuff we wrap up into Christmas, all the misconceptions and preconceptions, all the cutesy little nativity stuff. We just want to look at Christmas for what it is, a simple, quiet celebration of that night when your son quietly slipped into this world. Just remembering how much you love us, that you sent your only son, not to point the bony finger of condemnation at us, but to open the door to a relationship with you, to save us from all our stupidities and mistakes, and to save us from turning away from you. Christmas, Lord, is when you sent your son. Write that message on our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Christmas, Jesus, a message in a bottle. But here's the question for each one of us. Will we pick the bottle up, pull out the cork, open up the message and read it? It's a choice that we all have. On the other hand, we can just get the credit card out and buy something else. Throughout this year, quite literally millions of people around the globe have watched, listened to, and read Christianity Works Bible teaching messages day after day in something like 160 countries. And amongst all that, there have been certain programs, certain messages that have stood out. That's why, as a special Christmas gift to you, I'd love to send you a free copy of December's special edition life application booklet called The Best of 2018. My prayer is that it'll be a mighty blessing to help you draw even closer to God this Christmas. You see, at the end of each chapter, you're going to find a series of life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.